On Mondays, we talk about technology. And today, weightless flights into space. One of the country's largest defense companies, Northrop Grumman, is sending teachers on flights that simulate zero gravity. The idea is to inspire them to use technology to get their students excited about science and math. Getting a ride on the G-Force 1 plane was pretty exciting for our frequent technology contributor, Mario Armstrong. He survived the ride and is here to tell us about it. Welcome.
Good morning, Renee. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm happy to be back on Earth.
tell us, I mean, these flights mimic the weightlessness of actual flights to the moon, and you were with a bunch of teachers, so were you able to do anything fun, like throw M&Ms or spit wads to
Absolutely.
See how long it took to hit the ground?
Absolutely, yes. M&Ms were being tossed throughout this flight, which was really an interesting experiment, just to really kind of see how objects that would normally just fall to the ground would just seamlessly just kind of float. It was just quite surreal to kind of feel the different levels, because we also did different levels of gravity, where we felt that at one point we were on Mars, and that was about one-third G, and then we felt the feeling of being on the moon and actually walking, which was about 1/6 G, and then we actually felt full weightlessness of zero gravity.
And the plane itself, I gather that was pretty intriguing, the flight.
It was. There are only about 20 seats towards the rear of the plane. The rest of the cabin is what they call the floating lounge. This is all an area that's fully padded. There are no windows. There's no overhead cabins whatsoever. And it's where you experience the feeling of being weightless. So you can bump around and not worry about damaging things or flying into stewardess.
And the teachers, did they turn into kids?
Yeah, there was a lot of woo and scream. You almost felt like you were on a roller coaster ride at some point, but they had serious experiments. So yes, they had a lot of fun, but they are also performing experiments that they had worked with their students prior to going on the flight. So they come up with all of these different hypotheses and things that they were trying to test out in these different weightless environments. And then all the activity on the flight was actually videotaped so that the teachers could then take that video and their experience back to the students and integrated into curriculum.
And what sorts of experiments?
I mean, there was everything from oil versus water density, which where teachers would observe the forces acting on the liquids of different densities. There was what's called the teacher toss, where a teacher would just basically roll up into a ball, and one teacher would throw the teacher to the next teacher. And that would kind of give you an understanding of the object's acceleration in terms of mass and net forces.
Now, that would be inspirational for a class of kids, to see your own teacher turned into a ball.
Right. That you could toss
back
around.
And forth.
But it's funny, the teachers did say that it would work. Because I said, you know, I was really critical about this because it seemed like you could have a lot of fun, but will it really come back down to the students? Will the experience really translate? And many of the teachers said they felt that this really would change the dynamic in the classroom.
Now, stepping back a bit, the National Science Foundation has for a couple of decades predicted a critical shortage of engineers and other scientists in the U.S. Is that happening? And is this something serious enough that we should be worried about it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely it's happening. I mean, if you look at the enrollment rates into computer science and into engineering degrees across the board, our percentages have become way, way low. What they're trying to do and what I've done in my own teaching to students and public speaking is trying to inspire kids to really pay attention to these career tracks in these industries by making these industries seem more cool, trying to make them connect to science and space and technology so we can see those numbers go back up when it comes time to applying to college and advanced degrees.
Mario, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
Mario Armstrong is host of the technology show Armstrong's Digital Spin on NPR member station WEAA in Baltimore. And you can see a video of teachers having fun being weightless aboard G-Force 1 at npr.org.